Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your closing bell brief for Friday, February 16th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks finished the day in the red. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 145 points to close at 38,628. The S&P 500 was down 24 points, and the Nasdaq finished the day 131 points lower. Each of the three indexes finished lower for the week, their first weekly decline since early January. Investors today were unsettled by more inflation data. The Producer Price Index, or PPI, which measures what suppliers charge businesses and other customers, rose 0.3%, more than expected, in January. Looking at individual stocks, shares of Paramount Global fell 4.7%. We report exclusively that the media giant has held recent talks with Comcast about joining forces in streaming through a partnership or joint venture. That's according to people familiar with the situation. Comcast shares were down 1.3%. Nike said it'll reduce its workforce by about 2%, or more than 1,600 people, in an effort to cut costs. The company recently cut its revenue forecast for the year amid concerns that consumers are becoming more cautious with their spending. Shares fell 2.4%. It was a better day for shares of Coinbase Global, up nearly 9%, a day after the biggest U.S. crypto exchange posted a quarterly profit for the first time in nearly 2 years. NVIDIA shares were virtually unchanged. The stock has been the biggest winner of the artificial intelligence trade that powered the stock market higher last year, but ARK Investment Management's Cathie Wood told WSJ's Take on the Week podcast she fears a correction could be coming soon and has sold at least $4.5 million worth of NVIDIA shares in her funds this year. You can listen to the full interview starting Sunday. A reminder, U.S. stock and bond markets are closed on Monday in observance of President's Day. We'll be taking the day off, too, and we'll be back in your feed on Tuesday. And we'll have more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.